Welcome to Diddy and Hawthorne in the In-Between, or DH&I. I'm your host, Mackenzie Gentz, and you're listening to our podcast about the relevance of literature in the 21st century. Now bookmark that book, and let's begin.
Hallo, hallo, herzlich willkommen zu meinem Podcast. Today we are going to talk about more about my Kindle Paperwhite. I've done a lot of research on it, and I have followed up on a lot of the different aspects of our Kindle episode last time, as well as some of the questions that I got from you guys on our website, relevanceofliterature.com. Let's get into it. So the first and most glaring comment that I had last time on my episode was the popular highlights feature of the Kindle. So when a certain number of people, based on the amount of people that have read the book, highlight a certain sentence, the default is for that highlight to show up. So for example, I read a lot of Joan Didion books that are pretty obscure, so it only takes about 11 or 12 people for the popular highlight to show up. So it'll tell me that 11 people have highlighted this, and it'll be a sentence that I don't care about, it's distracting to me, and that was my least favorite aspect of the Kindle, especially as I was starting reading it for the first time. You can actually eliminate this feature on the Kindle. So my Kindle's in German, and it made it a little bit more complicated just because the translations are not exact. So if you go to settings, reading options, highlights about this book, and then you can turn on popular highlights or off popular highlights, there's a certain list, and you can turn on and off what shows up in your book when you are going about reading it by default. So I will never ever receive popular highlights again, and I'm super grateful that I was able to find that and turn it off. Next, time. So one of the interesting aspects about the Kindle, and something that I really like about it, is that you don't have location settings on it. So for me, I wanted the basic Kindle. I wanted it to be an electronic version of a paperback book, essentially. So for me, not having things like location, or really I don't use the Wi-Fi on it either, as only when I'm buying books do I use the Wi-Fi. So I really like the fact that I'm very disconnected when I'm using the device. I think otherwise it would be way too distracting. And why would you get a Kindle when you could get an iPad or something of similar caliber for the functioning that you would be using the Kindle for? Especially if you're looking at the size and weight of a book, there are many iPads now. So if you wanted something with more capability, you should probably just go for that. But for me, I wanted basically an electronic analog device. No, the problem is though, is that the time, you have to change it manually. So for me, I read every night before I go to bed, and it's really convenient for me to be able to check the time on my Kindle, except for the fact that my Kindle is still on Arizona time, and I live in Chicago now, and we just went through daylight savings here in Chicago, so the times are all mixed up. I think it says 18:33 on my Kindle right now, which is 6 o'clock, and it's actually almost 9, so it's a big mess, and you do have to change it manually. So I would say if you are really conscientious of that and that would bother you, maybe consider doing an upgraded version of the Kindle. Now next, foreign language books. So I just realized that I will be going to Germany for over half the year next year in 2020. I'm going to be studying at the University of Munich for a year abroad, and I'm going for a research trip, and I'm going for some summer research as well. So there's a lot of things I'll be doing in Germany, and I have to get a lot better at German in order to do that. And so I've been reading basically everything in German for the last few weeks since I figured out that I'd be going so often. And I will say that the foreign language books on the Kindle are very limited. This is not something that surprised me, because paperback books in the US that are in German are also very limited. So it's really hard to find paperback books in German. I had a friend that sent me a bunch of paperbacks for a birthday present off of Amazon, and I don't know what magic she was conjuring, because I literally can't find paperback books in German on Amazon.
But the foreign language books for me are the same way. Really, the foreign language books, there's actually a section of the Kindle store on Amazon that you can look at foreign language books. There's a bunch of languages on there. I just searched the German one because it was most convenient for my audience. And really what I found is they're aimed at beginning German and learning the language, and books that are catered to readers who will use the book and the Kindle device to learn language. So in other words, when you're reading the book, you can click on a word and it will define it for you, it'll translate it for you. There's a lot of different capabilities that you can have on your Kindle even without Wi-Fi. And so these are books designed for that purpose of really going through and learning on the Kindle. And so actual novels one might read in German aren't really there, which is a little bit frustrating, but again, understandable. Okay, the typing speed. This is something that I thought was pretty good the first time I reviewed the Kindle, and now that I'm going back to it, I do want to say the typing speed is not super fast. I thought it was relatively good, but I was also just unused to the size of the Kindle at that point. So the more that I used the Kindle, I realized that a lot of the loading features and the typing features are very slow because of our next point, which is the battery. The battery is amazing, so I don't care about the typing speed, I don't care about having to manually change the time, because I have 10 week semesters here, I'm on week 8, and I've charged my Kindle one time. I use it every single night for at least half an hour, and I've literally charged it once. I think the battery is fantastic. I think every device that we own should have this battery, even if it means that the device would be slower, because really I benefit a lot from not having to constantly be worried about whether my Kindle is going to die or not. And so next up, the versatility of the Kindle. And I think the battery plays hand in hand with the versatility, because since I'll be traveling so much in 2020, one of my goals is that I want to only travel with the Kindle and not have any paperback books, which, as you guys know, if you've been longtime listeners of our show, is a huge shift for me. I always travel with at least 5 to 10 paperback books on me. It's really heavy, and I do run, and I get really sweaty a lot at airports, but to me, it's worth it because I read so much. But yeah, I will be trying this out when I go on a spring break trip to Hamburg for 9 days, and I will only take the Kindle. I promise you guys, I will do the experiment and not buy any books, and I will let you guys know how I did and how the Kindle did in that instance. Again, yeah, I think the battery is really nice for this, because on international flights you can just read the whole time and not have to worry about, oh, does my seat have a charger? Maybe should I bother my seat partner and ask them if they have a portable battery or something like that? You're not gonna have to worry about it, and you're not gonna have to worry about camping out somewhere to charge your Kindle, because it's just not really an issue. So the dictionary on Kindle, and this is actually something that I've used more than I thought I would. So I'm a linguistics major, right? I'm obsessed with words, I'm obsessed with language. And I was hearing a speech from a fellow linguist a couple weeks ago, and he said that he reads words in the dictionary constantly, which struck me as odd, you know? Like, how often do you really update your dictionary? I have one from 2002, which is a little embarrassing because I am so up to date with language, but people update their iPhones every year, they update their kitchen appliances fairly often, they update their clothing and their wardrobe very often, but we don't think about the fact that words and our lexicon changes maybe even faster than the technology around us changes. So it's really important to have an up-to-date dictionary, and I really love the feature of the Kindle app where you can search a word, a name, a phrase, a place on the dictionary, especially as I'm going through a lot of these nonfiction Joan Didion books that were written in the 80s, and they're historical and they're very dense, and I can go and easily look up a movement on Wikipedia or a word or phrase in another language, and it's been a really wonderful experience getting through those. My last point of the day here is going back to your
comments, your highlights, your bookmarks on the Kindle. This was the worst, just the worst item for me when I started the Kindle, because I love bookmarking the pages. I love dog ears, sticky notes, post-its, anything that you can use to write in your book. I write in my books all the time. My books have my name in them. They are smudged. They are loved. And that was one of my favorite things about reading really physical hardcover books and paperback books. So this to me is still a hard point of adjustment. I mentioned in my episode last time that going back is really hard, and especially for highlights, it's really hard to find highlights. I will research for the next Kindle episode, because I'm sure there will be a Kindle Returns part 2 or part 3. I will research this more for the next episode, but yeah, finding your bookmarks and your highlights on the Kindle is really hard. I don't like the system they use. You can sort of look back and find them, but another thing is that it doesn't tell you normally what page you're on, so it tells you your position in the book, but not what page number it is, and it tells you the percentage through you are of the book, which is a little weird to me, because it's like when you're reading a paperback novel, you don't think to yourself, oh, I'm 43% of the way done with this book, and you know, I'll be finished in 4 hours and 38 minutes. That's not really how one thinks when they're reading books. So I think both the position in the book, like where you are, and finding your page number if you do happen to go back to a different chapter, I think that could be way easier, and I also think that finding your previous comments could be way easier. Especially for people like me who make podcasts on a lot of the books they read on the Kindle, and would benefit from seeing the comments in a row, or perhaps in a more streamlined way. That all being said, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful for y'all, and I am glad to be out of the ethers of Stephen King for a little while. We are doing December Dickens this year again. I was considering doing December Didion, but since the whole year is Didion, we should go back to December Dickens, and we'll announce those episodes in the coming weeks. I hope you guys have a wonderful week this week, and I'll see you guys next Monday.
If you enjoyed the discussion and would like to hear more from me, there's a show and a series for everyone, so I'd recommend checking out our brand new website, relevanceofliterature.com, for links to our entire back catalog of episodes. You can also follow us on Twitter or join our Facebook group. Our handle is @DidionIn, 2 N's total for both of those. And finally, if you want to support the show, help keep it ad-free, and get access to our new private podcast, go to patreon.com/relevanceofliterature and sign up to become a sponsor. All of the relevant links, as always, are in the description box down below. Still there? One more thing then. Remember that leaving a comment or a review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or any other Guilty Pleasure podcast platform helps leverage the show so that other literature enthusiasts can find the community. In other words, it helps a ton. Auf Wiederhören!